And good afternoon or good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your hostess, Phyllis Pryser, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I'm so glad that we are able to have you here today listening to us, and I'm going to encourage you to call in because we have a lovely lady by the name of Maureen Halloran, right?
That's right, Halloran, like quit hollering so loud.
Quit hollering so loud, okay. We got you. Do not holler at Ms. Halloran.
Right, that's exactly what I remember.
But do call in.
You can holler in.
You can do that. And welcome to the show. It's nice to have you.
Well, thank you, Phyllis. It's nice to be had.
Touché.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
That was a good one.
Yeah, I thought that was, you opened me right up for that one.
I know, I let you, listen, I am the straight man for so many people, what can I tell you? I gotta tell you, this is a wonderful week. We've had a lot of wetness and a lot of dampness, and I think there's a lot of people who are willing to start laughing and feel good today, and I think we're starting out just that way, so I'm so glad you're in a good sense and rare form, because this show, as I told you before, has got to be fun. It's got to be enjoyable. That's what I'm so delighted about in being able to talk to all my people, and I would like you to tell them a little bit about your background, who you are, where you come from, and we go from there.
And how my clock runs and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I come from here.
Yeah, where's
my
here?
Name? Well, actually, I am an intuitive psychic, whatever. And I come from this planet.
Right. We got
actually,
that.
Las Vegas, Nevada was where I was born, of all places.
Oh.
People are born there. They're not just conceived, but I was born there. And it's funny, huh? Most people are just conceived. But from there, I grew up in California.
Okay.
You know, and we're, you know, all the people
straight out of California. We know that too, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, it's not a good place to be right now. Anyway, from there, I was a very, what I was called, I was born into a family that I don't know why, well, I do now, wealthy family. My family had money, so I was a little bit different. There were six kids, Catholic. My mother was Jewish, but we were raised Catholic.
Right.
And, you know, it was, everything was clouded by a lot of materialism. Not that I didn't enjoy it, but I was different.
Uh-huh.
And no one embraced me. You know, you hear about some of these psychics, so fifth generation, third, you know, they all have their families just backing them all the way.
Right.
I didn't have any of that fun stuff. In fact, it was an obstacle because of it. I thought, you know, whatever was perceived, and so I was a little bit crazy at 10 years old, and I started to run from. I was feeling things, or it wasn't like spirits and ghosts around me, but there were things that moved a lot. Items, movement.
Oh, we were just talking about that.
Being raised from the Catholic, you know, you know, like the demon
devil. I was raised Catholic, so I know exactly what you're talking about, remember?
You can identify.
Yes, I can.
And so all five kids were like, something's wrong with you, something's wrong. You know, it was very difficult. So what happened was I wasn't able to be conditioned like the rest by the time you're 10, you know, usually.
Right.
In our society.
Right.
So I was on a really odd journey. It was a pretty downward one at the time, but you know, every negative is a positive, which it took me into my 20s. And then I had made some bad choices, and I was trying to numb myself from anything I was feeling. And therefore, which happens a lot for insensitive, from what I understand. Anyway, therefore, I didn't have to have any reason why I was feeling anything, because I could just say, well, I was, because I'm on whatever. When I was in my late 20s, it was interesting. I moved into this home, and it just so happened I see all these occult books and such. I always thought things were interesting of that nature, but what happened was I started reading, and everything stopped, all the drinking, everything. I didn't mean for it. Everything stopped, and I was obsessed. It was like someone had found God, you know, was obsessive and had studied much.
Yeah, you found your path.
Yeah, everything, and then everything started shaking in my house. There were movements and I was very afraid because I thought the demons were
coming. Oh, yeah, that's the good old Catholic thoughts behind it.
Right, exactly. Yes, and I was also not utilizing anything that was going to cloud my mind, so I was really scared because therefore I couldn't blame it. So I hired a psychic to come in, and it was interesting. It turns out I was having PK activity, psychokinetic.
Right, Right.
Which was really hard on my body. I was very thin. I looked sickly. And so my whole family came in and said that I was doing all this stuff again. And frankly, I was never felt so alive before, but it was very difficult. And then I finally, I researched on my own, all by myself, for 5 hours at a time. No, there wasn't internet back, I wasn't Eli. So that was in the 80s. So then I found my way, and then I did some research at UCLA.
Yes.
At the parapsychology department.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, for some reason, able to pick up on earthquakes, which wasn't something I wanted to do, but it was because I was sensitive to the environment. But I found out there was this, the PK stuff is really hard to figure out for the parapsychology if it's connected with ESP.
Right.
Or, you know, so at any rate, it was very disturbing because things were going haywire, and I wasn't controlling it. You know, Uri Geller with the spoon bin and stuff.
Yes, mm-hmm, I'm familiar with that. Yeah,
but, you know, so it was difficult for me because it wasn't like I could pinpoint, but then I started going through, like, this 12-step program, and I started getting really honest about my crap, you know, my stuff. I went into an inward, like, emotional thing, but I started drawing, and I started using tarot cards. And but I never felt like I would read, and I thought, these are tripping me out because they were really making me look at them, and I started drawing pictures of what I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I learned it.
Okay.
I read the books. Then I got into astrology, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this stuff is making sense with the tarot.
Right.
And I started, you know, researching back and back and back into history and then numerology. And so I self-taught myself. And
which
then,
is one of the best ways to do it, by the way.
Well, you know, it was a hard, you know, it was a really hard time. But, you know, it was my path.
It was the way you chose. What can I tell you?
Right.
You
so,
were
but,
afraid.
You know,
yes.
It was something that, you know, this is my work and it's supposed to be. Like, you know, Carl Jung says, if we all just did the work we're supposed to do, we'd all be fine.
That's true.
It is true. There's a lot of executives that shouldn't be where they're at. But, so this is my work.
Well, the Peter Principle, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. So, you know, but I was into my family. Then the late 80s, the dollar signs came into their eyes.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
well, that works for a lot of people. It's not
we can market
family.
You. Oh, you're an okay person to us now. It was really sad.
Really?
So I've been struggling with it. But, you know, it all comes down to this. The bottom line is I have a child, and I never was married by choice. And she is at UCSD, and she's studying the brain. She got a full-paid four-year, $20,000-something-a-year scholarship. She's brilliant. She's not like me in the term of, you know, she's real different.
There are
different kinds
of brilliance. Don't put
it
yourself
is.
Down, young lady.
She's a brainiac, and I just love it. But, you know, I did a good job, and I stayed at home. A poor psychic stayed at home, Mom.
Yes.
And
okay.
I picked her. You know, I picked a bad guy. It was her dad. But you know what? She turned out really wonderful. And it all comes down to this. That was my work, too. You know?
Of
and,
course. The children you have are agreements.
So, yeah. And so, you know, from there, I published authoring and all this stuff. And then I opened an Academy of Metaphysical Arts for a while. And then I made some foolish choices with her father, and I lost my path. And then I do work with Child Finders, which is a great organization that helps. There's people that, you know, they come together. Anybody can do it. But anyway, and they work with all the authorities right now in the United States. Nowadays, it's okay. They want you to help. And
I'm good at that, too. Well, maybe I should join it.
Yeah, it's a really nice. It's really great. It's the way that there's a matrix. There's a system that you do.
Yeah.
And I just finished a remote viewing class recently, about a few months ago, which was very
interesting.
It was very interesting, and I was like a student. I haven't been like woohoo.
Yeah.
And it was quite interesting.
Who did you take it through?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been hearing a lot about remote viewing.
Yeah, I know. But you said you took a course. From whom did you take the course?
Oh, with this gentleman who started Child Finders. He's quite an entrepreneur. His name is Jeff. His company name is Pro Predict. He does a lot of readings for corporations, bigs and stocks and stuff like that. That type of person. He's a really great guy. He talks faster than I do, but he's a real go-getter
guy. Well, in that case, he's lost me. You are quite speedy enough.
The fast ones, you know, they're all from Atlantis. Yeah,
is that what it is? Okay, got it. Well, I'm not going to ask where I come from because, yeah, I used to talk really fast. I've slowed down, thank God, now people can understand me.
Well, I ask people to tell me. You know, I say, please tell me. It won't hurt my feelings because I keep going, but you know, that's the way I am.
Well,
not
you
East
know,
Coast.
we've talked before, and I've said slow down because you're leaving my ears behind.
I know. It's so amazing.
It's good, though. I'm glad to have you on the show, and I'm going to encourage people to call in and get a reading from you because, frankly, Maureen is rather good, and I think you would enjoy it. So please feel free to call in. The number here is 1-888-815-9756. And that's a number that you all can call in on. And we'd be glad to start taking calls. So, at any rate, young lady.
Yes.
You do tarot reading now for a living, is that correct?
Right, yeah. So, I utilize tarot cards, and I don't read them like, there's readers, I go off of them because.
Okay. Only a help. It's like reading tea leaves or anything else.
Well, anything like a tool because it's almost like it's not like I believe in these cards being magic. It's not about beliefs. I only know what I know.
It's a jumping off start.
I was on the radio in the 90s on the radio stations before internet, and I had them with me, but I couldn't use them when people were calling because it was pretty fast paced. We had, but I had them with me. But, you know, the thing of it is, I think it's about the movement of them and the PK. I think something about the cards.
Right.
I think it's something there was a coordination, something correlated with it. But, I do like them and I will see them. But, you know, I self-taught. I read everything about them. But I did, whenever I feel something, and it doesn't make any sense. That's usually what I'll go on. And it's usually from my personal reflection. It's almost like, in a way, the tarot to me is like a symbolic of human experience.
Sure. That's true.
And it's universal symbology. And all everything. I read the Bible when I finally was an adult. I read the darn thing.
Yeah.
You know, in your Catholic school, you don't really know what the heck.
No, you don't. They don't. Well, Old Testament, no. New Testament, yes.
Well, yeah, I always like that Latin talk.
I like the old English, frankly. So you have your own way of reading in a certain way. In other words, you just don't read the cards by rote. You interpret them as you go along.
I interpret, exactly.
Well, that's, I think, a fabulous thing. So.
Yes.
All righty. Nobody is calling in.
That's okay. Well, then we'll just listen to
We got Rosemary from Chicago.
Hi, Rosemary. Okay.
Hello, welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing much, much better. I took, you had a gentleman on the other day, Aiden.
Yes. Aiden Chase, yes.
And sat down and talked to my body about, you know, this is just a silly old habit that you certainly have outgrown.
Go ahead and talk to your body.
And it was very, very informative, and things are clearing up much quicker and faster now.
See? It worked.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, Miss Rosemary, thank you for coming on and letting us know that it worked. We'll have to let Aiden know. We just don't get enough feedback, do we, Maureen, when we talk to people? There's just never enough feedback.
Oh, there never is, I mean.
My pain's gone away. My head's back on my shoulders. Who cares, you know?
I always give lots of feedback.
Oh, good. How can we serve you today, my love?
I would like a reading if this beautiful young lady would have an opportunity to do that.
Oh, you're sweet. Yes, of course. Rosemary, correct?
Yes.
Rosemary? And, Chicago.
From Chicago, the windy, not city. I remember it's windy or something like that.
That's right.
Rosemary, may I please have your date of birth?
7/19/1945.
That is a very good year. Okay, and and you're over 18. Okay, that's what I'm
thank you.
Barely brushes it, but okay.
Rosemary, is there anything particular you'd like me to address or not address, or do you, you know?
Yeah. We're being delicate here.
Okay. Again, the sustained health and monetary issues are things that I'm looking at.
Your health and issue, okay. Your mm-hmm. health and your monetary. And I'm really glad to hear Aiden is the name. We're saying it again. Aiden did a great job with her body work he did. That's great.
I mean, you know, one of my sayings has been, look, I forgave everybody. Now can I have my power back?
Oh, I see. Oh, no, it's pretty, I understand. Well, you know what? What's happening, it looks like you finally let the juggling act is over. You can't pull these things. You can't juggle around two things. You know, we try to, but sooner or later, the best thing will be to, everything just falls as it may so you can start focusing.
Mm-hmm.
On the matter at hand, because one thing will always get less treatment than the other when people try to, you know, we all do try to do that. And it looks like right now that's what's going on, and it may feel like some type of it is a power, you feel powerless, but more importantly, there's more power coming back to you because of it. And this is of your own doing. Also, you know, there's something around, something to do in any type of work venture or something of, you're not getting any of it. You're not being acknowledged for the credit or anything. Someone else is getting it. It's not fair. It's not.
No.
It's like a feeling that, you know, like someone's riding along in your parade, and that's not fair because you are the one that did everything on the creates everything. There's something. I'm not clear what it is. I think it's only a matter of time you're about ready to not take that anymore. I hope that makes sense to you. Does that make any sense to you? What I'm saying?
Somewhat. I mean, I've put together certain systems. I was doing release work before John, inner child release work before John
right.
Bradshaw made all the money on it.
Oh, John, okay. I know him, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I see, really. Oh, my. That's a pretty, well, you know what? It's, I do, presently, there's, in the next 10 days, I could be wrong a little bit, but it looks like you're, so, it's in the way you're taking back your personal power. What I was talking about, you're by choice. I see you socializing. Actually having a nice time with some women friends, like sisterly friend. You know, celebrating something. You're about ready to come out of your self imprisonment. I mean, you're busting out. You're getting out. The juggling act's over. It's almost like you're raring to go. It's like, you know, when the feeling like you can't move, you don't know what to do. See, well, that's soon going to be. Just gone. You're ready to, you know, everything's opening up. And it is coming from some intense internalizing stuff. Obviously, you did mention that too. But it's everything about timing. Everything's about timing. But your timing is created by you, and also it's just the way it is. But you're raring to go. You're not, I don't feel that you're drained. In fact, I feel that you're getting. You're harvesting in a very steady way, everything coming back into you, which you need. If you know, do you follow? Okay. Which is a very good thing. It's not like a hyper, getting it all, you know, shruggy. It's a very steady harvesting back to yourself. And that's a very healthy thing to be doing. In fact, I find it very hard to do, especially what I'm seeing here, like right now in that first part about you're not getting, it's like you're just walking very quietly alongside someone that should not be getting the praise of everything. And that is a very difficult thing to do, but I don't think you're forcing it. It's just the way you're receiving yourself back. Also, you know, some bad luck. John Bradshaw came out a long time ago, too. That's the shoot. And, you know, there was something, and so it was bad timing. There was some very unorthodox something that went on, very unorthodox in the past. I don't go much in the past, but I think that you, Rosemary from Chicago, deserve a little bit of that. But it just looks like there was something very unorthodox and there was some very bad timing. There's male energy around it. It's not romantic stuff. It's about ventures and projects or something of that nature. But you weren't, it was something that looked, it felt good, even warm, but there was something that turned. It was just bad. The whole thing went out of hand. There's a woman around here, too. Around now, I get the feeling who looks like she's the type that could get very angry. She's very fire energy, and she, I feel you know of her, and she gets a little, she has lighter hair than you, and her eyes look lighter, but she gets very angry about you stirring some, you know how the people would say, why are you stirring something up again? It's like that kind of feeling. If you understand what I mean. She is not on the same level as you. She doesn't want to go deep. She doesn't want to have anything. I mean, she may have been capable of it, but I think you know her pretty well, but you're letting go. You're finally putting, you're putting things, actually you're bare, not buried, but you're giving things honor that should be buried. It'll always be part of you, but you let, and you, this is about emotional things. There's three major things. This has been going on for 3 years intensely, too, with some work of doing everything, but you're, it's almost like giving a ceremony to something and saying goodbye and not going back to it again. And that, by doing that, again, you're harvesting your personal power. A woman person is not taking this very, if you're changing, there's some changes going on. Is there anybody that's close to you that knows about your, thoughts about what you told me a moment ago about John, you know?
No, I was a long time ago, my guides told me that a wise child keeps her counsel to herself.
You're a good woman. You're a wise woman to listen to that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom, was it? Knowledge speaks, wisdom listen, or something like that. Yeah, but you listened. So you don't, you're careful who you can confide in. But this woman knows, I don't know, I think, she knows, normally she's a real fun, fire energy type, but she, it gets just, her energy's like overboiling and she's flipping out about everything. She doesn't want to be deep, she just wants, she goes haywire. And I think she's like a friend of yours. She's normally, but the thing is, it's because things are changing with you, and actually it could be a cue of something, it's a good cue in for you to know that you're really actually coming up very healthy right now. You're heading towards extreme balance and choice. It's like being reincarnated and having a choice to jump into, so anything you want to jump into. With risk, you're fearless. And it's not being silly, stupid or anything. It's being very much so how I think you ought to be. Really positive financial opportunities, but they're coming from you more so than relying on these undependable. Oh my God. You have the ability, there's a lot of justice coming back around, and this looks like in the next 3 to 4 months. Finally, you know, and really it was about some bad timing stuff went on, but there's fairness, and you deserve some fairness here. And it's like, there's female energy is good. Male energy to be involved in any business thing is no good.
Okay.
You particularly are one that is the best. It's like, I see you outside liking to be out in the wind, not in the wind, but liking more of your ideas or things will flow really nicely when you're around plants and growing things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a woman who is to be, not to be reckoned with, but you're a woman who's very connected to her spiritual side, but very, very good at harvest, you know, the business, a business, anything, and something that you're working on, because I do see 3 to 4 months. And then all of a sudden you're able to involve, there's something that might come up and you're willing to go for it. People will go, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? And you go, well, what do you mean? And you'll just go, and it's the best feeling. It's like being a child. There you go. It's not job. No pun intended. I didn't mean
it. It's making sense. Okay. It's all of it makes sense to you, Rosemary.
You following me, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
I remember being Atlantean, too.
This is really, it's a really great time. Well, you know what? You're the one who created this. And also, the way I read it is, every negative can be a positive. But in your case, you're making the right choice to be whatever it is you choose. And people, you really don't care about what everybody's doing. There's one man here, though, that looks like, could be a, you know what? It's like that same type of person that would say, I have something I want to back you in. And the next thing you know, they don't have the cash flow. And instead of being up front, they act like idiots. And they pretend that you, what your idea was stupid. Or, you know, the type of person.
Yes. We've all met them. We love them.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not going to be dependable.
Is that the
word? We love
them.
No,
I know they've met so well. It's like, Jesus. And they have had cash flow before. And when it's time, but they're just so, and they're really, they're very, the edge about this negative energy about him. There's somebody else that's very militant, who's younger looking, that wants to be a part of everything, and you're like, and he's like, he has the ability. He's positive, but in a very aggressive way. You kind of like just need to do whatever you want to do. And I see you very successful by September. You know, and I could be wrong, but catch me if you can. I'll never admit, no. But, you know, September is the month that you're really going to be showing, everything's going to be
a year
coming
from now?
Out. From now, yeah, things are already happening, but September looks like you really, and you'll probably be off to the next thing, but you're really found, you're really grounded, and you're this material around you, but for all the right reasons. You're not a woman about false insecurity. You don't need anybody to do anything for you when it comes to gathering what you need in your treasures and what you accomplishments, you know, all the stuff that who you are. You're a very creative woman, and you will never, you know, it's interesting because at the very beginning I said, like, you're, it's interesting because it's like something cuts off and I don't, it doesn't flow right in. I said, you know, you're not getting acknowledgement. Maybe that's just some old stuff, but you're really, you're fearless, and you're to be around you is so exciting for anybody. But female energy is very good for you if you wanted to get involved in any type of anything that you'd want to involve someone else with, which you'd be up for, would be another female. It's like, you know what, you've got so much opportunity in your choice. Your choices will be always well, and it won't be like you thought it through so much. You're just going to go for it if it felt right, just like you would before all the conditionings of life came through and hit you, you know. It's and so we'll call you a daydreamer, but you know what? It doesn't cost anything to dream, and a lot of the daydreamers, were they the crazy people, they put them in the nut houses. I think a lot of them we know by name, the history.
Personally.
I mean, what about the you're like, well, you know what? It's like you're getting, but you know, you're really grasping hold of a good opportunity, and you're not going to let anything pass you by. But it's fair. You have to, God, it's reincarnating. It's all fair. It's a fairness thing. You deserve it.
Great.
Is that
enough for you, darling, for today, Rosemary?
Well, I'm going to get some fearness.
fearlessness.
Well, it sounds like that things are
going
the right path, and that's what's important. And you're making the decisions, and you have the power to make the decisions, and you've come to that conclusion that
He's
you can make a difference in your own life.
And the time
poverty can only exist in the world if I tell it to.
Yes.
In my role.
Yeah, you know, but it's only saying it, but you know what? It's physically on your plane right now. It's one way, you know, you speak it, but you physically have manifested it.
You are.
Really nice. It can be kind of fun and interesting, though.
Well, I'm manifesting abundance.
Okay.
Pardon?
Is that okay now? Are we going to try and give somebody else a chance?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. There's other people. Oh, bless you. Bye, Rosemary.
Bye. I'm so glad that you called in, Rosemary. Please keep listening and call again.
Bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
She's sweet.
Yes, it's nice, but boy, you talk so fast, it's hard to get a paddle in there.
I know.
And you get so
excited,
and I think that's such a wonderful trait.
Michelle
from California.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Michelle?
Hello? Yes,
hi.
Michelle. Welcome.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Wasn't sure if you could hear me.
Oh, yeah. I can. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you there. That's all right. You talked.
We all sound good.
I have a question quite similar to the last caller. It's about relationships and work.
Relationships and work.
Okay. And Michelle, may I have your date of birth, please?
Oh, sure. It's 2/28/71.
Thank you. Okay, so you're interested in work and, well, they all kind of, and relationship thingies that go hand in hand, like.
Thingies that do go hand in hand. You got it.
The thingies that go hand in hand. And involving, you said work first in relationship, but what I guess I'm wondering, and if you need me to slow down, you let me know, please, and I will.
Yeah, okay.
Because I do talk fast. And, you know, it looks like... There's a lot of, I get the feeling there might be somebody to surround you at work, maybe. Is there anybody in particular, and it looks like somebody that has had you both have had some very painful triangle relationship separation stuff that went on. You know how another individual, you know, you'll start talking to them and you'll find out, you went through something similar as them? But your work also looks like you're studying as a student, or you're learning, maybe not in a conventional sense.
Oh, she had a poor line. She dropped.
She had a leave?
She dropped. Okay.
She didn't want to.
Call back in, young lady, Michelle from California. Call back in. She dropped. Meanwhile, we'll move on to someone else. If
okay.
there's someone else on the line, okay? But do call back. And hopefully try a stronger line, a landline if you have it, please. We don't want to lose people, but sometimes it happens.
Oh, the cell phones do that, yes.
Yeah, whatever,
those,
whatever
those
it was,
darn
it happened.
Cell phones.
Okay. Okay. Tell you what, while you're waiting for her, draw one card for me that has to do with business and see what it says.
Okay. You...
Be okay. All right, we'll hold that. Go back to dear Michelle. All right, you back on, young lady?
Michelle?
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, let's go ahead with her reading.
Okay,
then.
I don't know how much you heard or what, how much you I got out, but I was asking you, it looks like I feel that you there's relationship issues but around your work, but you also look like a student or you're learning something new. It might not be in a regular school setting or, you know, conventional way, but... You look like you're like someone that's absorbing a lot of, like a student with knowledge about something.
Yeah. Is that correct? Good. Okay.
Okay. It's a very good time for you because it looks like you're like a sponge and it's not SpongeBob. I just trip out on him. No, but a sponge, you know, like it's a really good time for you to get to take in knowledge because you're like a sponge. It's just absorbing really good. But there is some really painful feelings I'm getting about relationships. And somebody else maybe, and it's a good thing, but it's coming in a time where you both have experienced like a third or a triangle or something that ripped you apart from each other. It's still
mm-hmm.
painful. It's already happened. Do you know who
yes.
I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yes? Okay,
the
well,
boyfriend.
The thing of it is, things are, it's almost like this situation, it was like you almost, it's like in a way, how do I say this? The whole scenario of this was awful. It was like things were not how they appeared to be, and you were being almost like emotionally
mm-hmm.
raped. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's like story, there's a lot of things that are, you know, that feeling, people, oh gosh, it's not just in the movies, they're just like all this crazy making things that go on and stories, and your intuition is really strong, but you start
mm-hmm.
questioning and you hit this intense time in your life. You're in it right now. Almost a year has gone by. You've gone through a lot, and it's been a very private type of thing where you don't even know how to
mm-hmm.
word it, and you've rebuilt a foundation of your own making, which is very good. But usually people won't do that, but it's something very uncomfortable because you lose things that you were conditioned as. But right now the timing is coming back around. There's a lot of good energy in the air for you, everything, but there is still a lot of pain, I feel. It's not like it's driving you down, but something really intense was very painful, and it still hurts. But what you've done is rebuilt your own foundation, and nothing is ever going to throw you out of it because it's on your own, you know, morals and values and beliefs and everything like that. Pretty deep stuff. As far as you're healthy, I think you're heading towards a very healthy situation to be involved with a relationship of healthiness. Also, there's a trip that looks like it's delayed or it has been delayed. It was a short trip, and it's okay. It's all right. It's what it is for you, almost like you're kind of like the caterpillar comes out. It's a caterpillar, yeah, that and comes into a like a butterfly, but more of the hardcore butterfly,
mm-hmm.
like one of those hardcore fairy butterflies. It's like
yes.
the time right now for you is like that. And you're a very strong woman, I can see that, but there's been a lot of pain you've gained a lot of strength from, but in a way that's been working. But I can feel there's, God, so pain, the heart, it just hurts, But it's not that you're drawn.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Michelle?
I was just going to ask if you saw that actually coming to its own natural resolution, so don't want to carry that around anymore.
You want to know if it's come to a close?
Yeah.
She wants to know if she's kept going out of it, I think.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. It's still painful, but you've already, oh, the worst of it is gone.
Okay.
I guess is what I'm. It's because you've moved on, and still I feel connected to it is not good positive stuff anyway. It's almost like, again, things are not what they appear to be. You're not getting a lot of things still about what the heck. I have a hard time articulating because I feel things or I smell things or whatever. But,
yeah.
And, you know, if you can hopefully follow me, but it's almost like there's a lot of storytelling and superficial knowledge that you'll never probably get with this, but this is the kind of knowledge you really don't need to spend time with anymore.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the drama's over.
Good. Yeah, but it's a pretty interesting time for you. It might be very uncomfortable, but you know what? It's really going to be feeling better. You'll start feeling much more in your true skin as time goes on, in the next month especially. You could have been through a lot, but you're doing well, but very hard.
That's good.
Very hard.
Anything about business? Go ahead.
My last question.
Yeah, no, you know, you're learning something new that will really be helpful. I see you having a lot of opportunity in whatever you choose you want to do, but you're wanting to have something, you're grasping on something new, and you know you need to get the knowledge, which is really smart, and it's something that you would have not even thought about a year ago, let's put it that way, but you've been through this. It's not a change. This is like a suicide, but you rebuilt the foundation that most people couldn't even handle. Because, like I said, you redid everything. You went down to the bare bones. So whatever it is you're grasping hold of and you're learning, there's something, and you might be learning on your own or whatever, like a student, that's something I think is going to open up a whole new thing for you. And I see you being very successful at that. But it's like you're thinking out of the box of it all. It's different from what I think you ever thought you would even be wanting to go for, but you're getting as much knowledge about it as possible, which is very smart, knowing that is the right thing to do. And you're in there's still the pain stuff, so good for you. I mean, you're doing it. The timing's right for
good.
It, though, for that.
Great. Well, thank you.
Yeah. You hang in okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome. Now, Maureen, before we go any further, how about you give some contact information for yourself? So
okay,
if
then.
People want to call you, they can do so.
Here we go. Okay, I have a website, and it goes like this. It's www.tarotvisions, all one word, tarotvisions.us. And I have a business number. I don't know.
Do you have a phone number? You want me to give it to the one I called you on? Is that it?
No, I'm not that one. Actually, it's number is, I'll give this one, 619 area code 922-0431.
Okay.
And on my Social Security number.
No. Do not give out Social Security number.
I mean,
no,
my
no, no, no.
Identity's up. My identity, I'm giving it away. My identity's up for grabs. Well, it's a good day for somebody, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, all right.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right. Okay.
So do you want me to ask me about pulling that card?
Card. Yeah, what the heck? We haven't got a call yet
online
waiting. I haven't heard it anyway. If we do,
then
I haven't heard it.
Well, he hasn't come in. I'm sorry, what was his name? I know you can hear me.
Don. He's our producer.
I'm sorry, it was Tom?
Donald. As Don.
Donald.
Yes.
Hi, Donald. I know you can hear me. Okay, never mind. Okay, I want to make sure I had his name straight. Okay, now you're asking me about a business opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And,
okay, well, you know what? You're losing faith in it for some reason. You got to knock that off. You got to turn that self around. It's looking like, you know, I'm not thinking of doing it purposely, but, you know, you're kind of feeling down, maybe it's just particularly right now, you know, when you kind of just go, it's hopeless or the feeling, and it's not, it doesn't mean that it's so, but sometimes it's easier just to think it's so you don't have to carry on.
Right.
I remember what we talked about.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. How is everything going on that?
It's still the same.
But it's delayed. And
yes.
Things might go, well, I guess, right. We had a long talk. Okay. You see, I will release from it. I forget, which is good.
Right, I forget, too.
No, and yeah, so you know what I mean. But, yeah, but now things are coming back. You know what? Get off of the there's no hope horse.
Oh, I think it'll come through. It's just that it's taking its own sweet
It's
little
taking
time.
A lot longer than you, but you know what? You think it probably would with the situation, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's amazing, but you know what I mean. It's maybe because it would be too simple to the
too
situation.
Easy. Too easy. You know? The one that long. Okay. So you think it is going to come through?
I absolutely do. I think that you might be looking at it a little bit more different because it is delayed. But I would think something of this caliber would be delayed. It would be too simple.
Really? Again.
Okay. I don't know. I think you know what would be a good idea for you? I know this is an intense time because it's pretty intense, but I really think that you deserve something like this to be happening. And plus, you know what? It's the ride of your lifetime.
Yeah.
And it's time. It wouldn't have been time maybe 10 years ago, but you know, it's
right.
time.
Right.
You know that story how we all
yep.
it's time.
But we grow into it. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's a good thing for you to do. I think to take an evening. Evening walks might be nice for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or evening outdoor at night, just looking at even outside to look outside, might be a nice way to connect with. I don't know why I say things. I just come out.
That's all right, sweetie. They can come out.
It's kind of like, you know, you'll see your shooting star. You'll look up. And, we rarely have them in California because you can't.
Yeah.
There's no stars here that you guys took them or something.
We took them, huh? Okay, all right.
But, you know, I miss them. Yeah. But, you know, once in a while when I watch you, it's ironic how Allison there, I look out of nowhere. There's no stars. The shooting one will fly by.
Hmm.
And I always know, okay, I know why. It's like, I think you're going to see a shooting star really
okay.
soon. And, you know, that will almost, like, help make it all that much easier for the delay or delayed process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think it's over. It's a delayed thing. But
yeah.
you need to keep your eye on it. You know, things are moving slowly, but you deserve this. And this is, I don't know. I think just keep yourself on
Focus.
The right. Yeah, and because
positive.
You need to evolve. And be involved, and that's the most important thing. Don't be not thinking you shouldn't be involved in any
exactly.
Yeah, and involved as you should be. This is not a silliness thing.
Right. No, even if we laugh. No, I understand that.
Yeah, I think so. But
oh, yeah. There's a painting that's going to be sold in mid-October. How's that looking? Is it going to do well?
Okay. So yeah, I know. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it out there, out in public, in the public, in the world,
yeah.
in October. Now, I don't remember what I told you last time, but this might be, and I know there's two of them, but is this the one that has been delayed? Is this the one that you...
No, there's another one.
Okay, yeah, then I know what you're talking about.
There are two. I remember
real well.
Yeah.
Now, the one that you're talking about in October, is this
yes.
that one that's
November.
Just... November,
it should be sold in November, right.
Okay, and this one, you have no reason to feel... You
right.
know what? I think somebody is carrying too much of a responsibility with this one for some reason.
Oh.
I mean, there's some, you know, I think they're not, if there's a single person that's interested, it's not going to be very, very smooth for some reason. Because they're carrying too much on their back. It should be, you know, sometimes people maybe go in on something like a, you know, they'll put a corporation name together and put it, you know, buy some things or whatever,
right.
like this nature. I think there's too much stress on, and if you have any idea about who that part of that the
nope.
transaction, you would know. I don't know. It would be somebody that needs. It's almost like sometimes people don't understand. They don't need to be carrying all the weight because by doing that, they could get really freaked out. And
sure.
and to me, it's not something that needs to fall through the cracks. Do you know what I mean by that? Be following you on that.
I'm not following you on that because it should be pretty straightforward whether it will or will not occur.
Well, it might be one person feels too much responsibility they're carrying in on everybody else. And it's
That's
their fault because they're like someone that, oh, you know, here, I'll do it, you know, or I'll take care of more or whatever. It's somebody that is, you know, I know that way. I'm like.
This is pretty much a straightforward business, you know.
Well, no, and I don't think but it's just something that may be a feeling that someone, and it may be that would be, you know, it, in a way, it is too much to carry on one person, and I think maybe your good smart sense, if anything came up about this, or something, or you found out one person might be having There's three people I see, like, involved.
Well, there are two owners.
Okay. Owners, and then they may be a third one if they get. Oh, okay.
It seems, at least to the best of my knowledge, fairly straightforward. It's supposed to be put up for sale in mid-November.
Yeah, third month. The worst scenario, I feel it will sell, but worst scenario would be it would be delayed to 2.5-3 weeks, or it may be even 4 weeks. But I go more for towards the first of the year, but a little bit longer. But that is not really that much of a delay. But I think it's not because of a lack of interest or funds either. It's somebody maybe somebody personally has too much on their back and they can't. Okay. They can't, and it looks like there might be something going on in the person. It looks like I don't know what it is, but it's just something to do with some personal thing that might be the situation that they can't put their energy. You know, you want everybody to get on board and let's get this deal closed, call it a day, but maybe one person is having issues and they're hard to, then all of a sudden their demeanor is changing or something. Sometimes it's because there's personal issues going on that business.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, and that might be it, because it just looks like there's a home that's delayed. It's nothing that it's nothing to do with you, but you might be able to focus and go, can I help you in your personal life together? So we can get this transaction done? Can I help this along? Do you need some help? I'm joking about that. Well, you know what I mean. But I think that would be the reason, but he blessed this person. It's not a bad feeling from a person. It's just like they're just caring too much. They keep saying yes to things that they shouldn't be saying. Oh, I'll take care of it. I'll put it on my back. And they got too much. It may be coming from their personal life. And they look like they've aged. They're so exhausted. Everything's going to go fine.
Yep.
It's the second one that you're talking about,
next year, the next year,
You're going to be set for life. She's set for life, like you mentioned it. But you get really, you sometimes just don't really see that it's going to be happening. I guess I would have some issues seeing it, too, because it is.
Yep.
My God. What are you going to do with yourself? I want to know you for a while.
I'll find a way to work with myself.
You think?
Yeah. I think we got a wonderful thing happening here.
And oh my gosh, I mean this is big
fun.
Time. I mean,
anyway, thank you.
Okay. Well, you can say, you know me really well. You can come hang out in California.
I can call you in California. If there's anybody else who wants to get a reading, let us know. We just have a few minutes. You could only ask one question because we only have about 7 more minutes. So, if not, things are going well for you. Do you give readings very often?
Yes, and actually I do. I'm working with a great group of women.
Okay.
Yes, I have clients, but also because of the internet, I have a lot of people around the world. I'm working with a great group of women called Soul Journeys Lightworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, on my website, on my About Me page, I think there's a picture and you click on it. And I'm offering teleclasses in November. And my deal is about the tarot, how I learned it. I drew picture, and they're on the court cards, the people. I treat my people. So I'm going to do some people offer, they're webinars, they're called teleclasses, all this stuff.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so but these women are really wonderful people. There's something about it's a community feeling. I wasn't really surprised.
Really?
Because I've had a hard time with this finding. I just have. I haven't found the sameness of souls very easy. I have. On the phone I have. Not in person, I guess.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah,
I've
had some experience. It's sad. I had some bad experiences, and I won't see a psychic ever again.
What?
I see therapists, not a psychic. I had 18 years ago, 2 readings, bad news. And I didn't tell them I wanted help. And I was like, okay, they're supposed to be really good. And it was a joke. They sized me up, and they told me to go read about spirituality. But I was a published author. Books are selling in this bookstore there. I'm like, okay. but I look like I should get some spiritual connection.
Well, my feeling is that that is changing for you as you're opening up. You know, you have a difficulty, your mind goes so fast, it's very difficult for you to get everything out fast enough. You're running always to keep up, if I'm not mistaken, yes?
Well, you know what it's been, I think it's from, it's years of trying to prove myself when I don't really need to prove myself to anybody. But
no,
my family, it's because of the, I know it, what it's coming from. I'm very, it's a bummer being aware of it so much, but.
Yeah, I know. I've run through that too, in fact.
I know. You have.
We both have similar. It's amazing how when you are in this field, how similar are the experiences that one goes through as one travels through life.
I know.
And it's a sad situation. But you know, every once in a while you have to stop and say, look, I must have chosen this for some reason, probably because we're so stubborn. I don't know about you, but Mandy Lou, I can pull in my heels and just pull, be dragged along, you know, and get pretty strong-willed about things.
Look, the tortured souls are the wise ones.
Yeah, but the other thing is, that means I have stick-to-it of this, right?
No, you know, I know, because I'm pushing the 50 mark, and I go, oh, it's okay, I'm okay. Someone told me to get over it. You know, someone said, and they're right.
Well,
it's enough.
Not that easy. Come on, getting over it is a little bit too...
I know.
It's a little too disrespectful nowadays.
It is.
My feeling is that we all have the opportunity to grow, and we'll all grow at our own pace. And that's just the way it is. When we are ready, then things seem to come through and open up for us.
Well, we're ready to really just accept the fact that the good should be okay.
We are.
Yeah,
and that we
exactly.
are wonderful beings. And that's another thing. It's hard to accept because of the way we're brought up that we are beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, loving human beings, and we deserve all the best in the world. And to run around and keep beating our breasts and, you know, saying mea culpa for those
who
are Catholic, it means...
Oh, exactly.
My fault. You know, we are not responsible for everything, folks.
And it's true. You know, I run around. Oh, look at me. People are blinded on it. They're not. Who cares? And then I miss a person that might be really great. You know, I don't need to prove myself. And it's not that. You know, it's very interesting dynamic. That dynamic stuff.
Yes, the dynamics that we have, and also the choices that we make are so that we can learn and experience. Because otherwise, we would not respect what we have learned.
Yeah, and I need to deserve to know. I know I deserve. Like, you found that out. You're deserving of your insight. You know, the insightfulness of it all. That's why I do the work, and you do too. You'll still do the work always.
Well,
or
yes,
not.
Yeah,
and on a Caribbean island you own.
I've never wanted to own one. I'm the gal who would be responsible for cleaning the floors and windows. On an island, and I just don't do that anymore. I mean, that's just heavy lifting, folks.
Listen,
you know.
Good for you. I like you. You know, you're a great lady. You're a great woman. You're one of those wow women. So you're great. You really are.
Well, it's mutual. I think you're a very lovely lady too, and
well,
I think you're a lot of fun, and you've been fun having on the show. And you know, maybe you would like to come back again.
I would love to come back again. Anytime you want.
Less.
Yes,
okay.
Anytime.
Well, you have my number now, too.
Don't hesitate to call on me. It's how far away. We're through, huh? You're all done here.
Oh, we are. We are. We just have. We have only about another minute, so give them the contact information again where they can reach you, my dear.
Okay. Actually, my name also. You can reach me. Google me.
Yes, go ahead.
But Maureen, in fact, I'd like people to know it. Maureen is my name. It's Maureen. And my last name, again, is what? Hollerin. Hollerin, which is Hollerian.
Mm-hmm.
And www.tarotvisions, all one word, it's tarotvisions.us.
Okay, wonderful. That's wonderful. I think we've come down to the final minute of our time. So thank you so much, Maureen. Okay.
Oh, bless her heart. Gone.
Oh, well, I will. And just as before we sign off, I would like to say thank you to the callers who called in. I'm sorry some of you called so late that we couldn't have you. So I'll tell you what, Maureen, you and I will talk in a few minutes, if you don't mind, after the show, and set another day for you to come. And ladies and gentlemen, you can call in another time. I'll announce it in the future. God bless you. Goodbye. And we'll be talking to you next weekend. Goodbye.
Goodbye.